The tongue and palate are strangely spotted and ringed. Most species chicks have mouth markings in colors ranging from black or white to bright yellow, orange, red, or blue. The function of these markings has long puzzled scientists. Some say that they make baby beaks visible to parents delivering food to poorly lit nests. Others think the markings signal the health of the chicks. And there's a third school of thought. Other birds target the nest of some African finches for egg dumping, sneaking their eggs into the finch's nest. And those foster chicks have similar colorful markings. So perhaps mouth markings evolved due to competition for food between finch babies and those other bird babies. It's not yet settled whether foster babies mimic the mouths of finch babies or vice versa. Either way, they look equally bizarre. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Peter Jones, and you are indeed listening to Tell Us a Tale. We are cutting our theme song a little short this week so I can share one of my favorite Maurice Sendak stories with you. It's his version of Peter and the Wolf called Pincus and the Pig with music from the Shearham Klezmer Orchestra.
Each character from Pincus and the Pig is depicted by a particular instrument from the band. Pincus is depicted by the clarinet. The bird by the piano. The duck by the trombone. The cat by the banjo. The grandfather by the tuba. The pig by the trombone and the tuba playing together. The shots are depicted by the drum. So listen, darlings, and enjoy. Did you hear of Boychik Pincus? How he opened wide the gate and hippity hopped over the sweet, warm meadow? On the branch of a big old tree, a little birdie sat kvetching away. Oy vey, oy Gott in Himmel, the gate is open. Is Pinkus looking to get killed again? Surely Chaza, a devil pig, and his gang of schmutzige vile schwein will patch poor Pinkus into chopped liver. Shush, quacked a big, plump, cranky duck as he waddled through the gate. A cry baby buddy is no better than a dumb bunny. I am going for a swim in the meadow pond. Furiously, the little birdie nosedived and ruffled up the duck's fine feathers. What kind of dizzy duck are you? Hello! Leaving the gate open. You looking to die too? The duck hissed, whatever, loser. And birdie screeched, you should only sink to the bottom like a stone. While Duck hollered back, look who's talking. The flying clots. Suddenly, Pinkus spied a cat crawling flat through the grass. ¶¶ that pod. That sour bald birdie is so busy arguing, he'll never know what hit him. Me, just a quick grab. She flattened herself to a shadow, her velvet claws twitching. God in Himmel, cried Pinkus, look out! And the birdie squawked, get out! And flew frantically up into the old tree. While the dog splashed in the pond, quacking crazily at the cat. Twitchy around the base of the tree, thinking, not worth climbing high for that silly boy. He'll only fly. Besides, probably, he'll give me a belly ache. Pinky's grandfather Zeta came out angrily shaking his walking stick at Pinky's schlummeal. Are you looking for that schlub, Chaza, to come and clobber you again? Was not afraid of a dumb chaza. But he wisely took Zeta's hand and let himself be schlepped home, making sure to lock the gate after them. No sooner had they disappeared inside than a giant chaza pig, fat, bristly, and altogether disgusting, jumped out of the forest. Fair. He smelled bad, too. Scooted up the tree. The frightened, frazzled dog Puddle jumped right out of the pond. matter how hard Schlamazel Dog waddled away, she could not escape the Sveni Chaza, who caught up and swallowed her in one verstunkene gulp. So now, this is how things stood. The cat pressed tight on one branch. The body shivering on another. Repulsive Parker rattling and shaking the tree with all his might. Pincus, remembering the terrible beating he took from this monster pig, standing bravely behind the lock gate, watching everything. He ran home, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. But at the branches of the old tree stretched out over the wall, their chaser stomped and hacked the poor truck. Grabbing hold of the branch, Pincus climbed onto the tree and whispered to the bird, "Fly down and tease the pig by circling his head. Take care that he doesn't eat you up." The little birdie babbled, "Are you me sugar? Risk my life for what?" "Hush, no dick," grumbled Pinker, staring hard at the bird until he sighed and did as he was told. Birdie buzzed Chaza's head with the wings while the pig charged this way and that. how Mr. Pig squealed with rage, how he wanted to catch that annoying bird. But the bird, feeling clever and brave for the first time ever, swooped low over the pink-eyed porker, chirping, "Mazel tov, Bubala!" Meanwhile, Pincus made a lasso and slowly letting it down. Caught Chaza by his tight piggy-wiggy tail and pulled hard. Now, the trapped Chaza panicked and hurled this way on that, desperately trying to free himself. But Pincus tied the other end of the rope to the tree, and the pigs, tossing about, only made the rope around his swollen tail tighten. Suddenly, Cossacks sprang out of the woods, following the stinky pig's trail and shooting at everything. Pincus, sitting on the tree, cried out, "Hey, you, Schmendrix, stop shooting everything already. Brady and I have just caught Chaza, so help us take him to the non-kosher butcher." Imagine the triumphant procession. Pincus leading. Trigger happy Cossacks dragging the screaming, snorting Chaza. ending up the possession. Zayda and the cat. Zayda sadly shook his head. Ah, ah. And if Chaza ate my pinkus, what then, I ask you? So don't ask, please. The cat sneered under his breath. Chirping merrily.
Pinkus of me, oh, look what we got. Who would have believed it could all play out so well?
Why was I scared? If you listen very carefully, you can faintly hear the duck quacking in the pig's belly. Bravo, Pinkus! Because the greedy hog, in his big hurry, had swallowed her alive.
Hey, this is Eboshi from Cartel Madras, and you're listening to CJSF.
I was on the back of your mind, I was on the back of your lap. You were in the back of the car, you were in the back of my heart. I was in the back of the bar. You know what I do, take things too far. Don't know where to start or begin, don't know how it ends. Don't know how to say what I meant, don't know how to say how I feel. Baby, is it real? I was like 34 double D's, you know what I like. Ice cold.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, BC.